Australia overnight. Now, our next guest in 2019, thanks to a dangerous mix of work and financial stress, relationship freefall and too much alcohol, was on the brink, heading towards burnout. He was in a dark place. So how did he get out of that situation? And what are the signs that you might be heading towards burnout? And how can you make sure it doesn't take over your life? Joining us now is resilience expert Steve Sharp on Australia Overnight. G'day, Steve.
How are you, Pat?
I'm good, mate. That sounds pretty full on in 2019. Life wasn't too great.
Oh, mate, it was quite the spot I found myself in. It was very unpleasant. But I think it's all too common these days, people finding the bottom of their own pit.
Yes, yes. Well, good on you for getting out of it, because many don't. They get stuck in this situation because it's pretty tough when you're in that situation to climb out of that hole.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with the pressures of life these days, I think, you know, so many people are experiencing stress and chaos and madness at the workplace, and then they're going home into an environment that's, you know, just as chaotic or just as stressful. And, you know, with work from home now, you know, people don't have a lot of commute time to depressurize. So they're walking out of their home office and straight into the kitchen. And so that constant feeling of stress running around the body is really unhealthy. And I think, and I was one of them, Pat, I was the guy that was, you know, toughen up, buttercup, and keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
But that's certainly not a long-term strategy for anyone.
All right, we're going to talk about the signs that you might be heading towards burnout, but I'm really keen to hear about how you sort of get out of it. You got to reach out to someone, or, as you say, a toughen up, buttercup. You don't have that mindset. Reach out and say, I need help.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think if you've got, you know, trusted mates or loved ones that you trust, being able to sit down with those people who are in your life and be able to talk about what's going on in your head is really, really important. And I think far too often we shy away from doing that because there might be a bit of a stigma about it, but it's really important to do that. But for those who don't, there's a particular technique I learnt back then that I'm using, you know, every day now when I'm faced with pretty stressful situations or I find myself going down the path, you know, that I was in, you know, 2017 to 2019. And the first step for someone, if you can't go and talk to someone or you live by yourself, you know, the first step to do is just stop. And find a spot at home, a spot in the park. If you live near the beach, if you're lucky enough to live near a beach, go and sit on the beach and take 5 to 10 deep breaths with really long exhales. Because the biology behind the exhales is it triggers the relaxation system in your body. And so what that does is that's the antidote. That gets rid of all of the stress drugs in your body. So physiologically, it's really good to do.
Yeah. Was that breathing? Did you say breathing or stopping?
Breathing.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, breathing with long exhales. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's number one, physically.
Right.
And then the questions I ask myself in those moments are, who am I hurting by getting so stressed, so frustrated, so anxious, so worried? Insert negative emotion here. Who am I hurting by getting so stressed with all of these things? Right? And the invariable answer to that is myself. Second question is does it make logical sense to hurt myself?
Right.
And what that does is it actually brings some logic to the current emotional situation that you're in. And that simple technique I teach people every day across all of my clients, because what that does is it actually gets you out of the part of the brain that's driving you to stress and into your part of the brain where you can actually start to think logically about things. It's a really powerful set of questions, but you've got to be in a state where you've given yourself a bit of time to stop and get out of the madness for a five or 10 minutes.
Yes. Steve Sharp is a resilient expert on Australia Overnight. We're talking about signs that you might be heading towards burnout. And as you say there, Steve, the first bit is to stop, but then you ask yourself those questions and you're getting out of that whirlwind in a way, because you can be stuck in the whole emotion of it all. It's hard to ask yourself questions and sort of rationalize what's going on. But if you stop first, you've got a little bit of a buffer zone to start getting into a better frame of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really about getting back to the point of thinking about what you can control, because we all do this. We all worry about things that are outside of our control. We get frustrated with other people's behavior. You know, in the workplace, if you've got a bully boss or you're working with someone that you can't stand, you know, you get all emotional about it. You fill your mind and body with negative emotions, which doesn't make sense. And so asking yourself, what can I control? What are all the things that are stressing me out at the moment? Yeah. And then look at that list after writing it down and go, what can I control out of all of that? And if there's only two things, then go, right, well, that's all I can do. Yeah. And then for those two things, the next best question to ask yourself is, what is my next best step to move forward on these two things? So chunking things down, because what the brain gets all worried about the future and, you know, the big picture and all those types of things. It's critical for people to be able to chunk it down and bring your mind back to the simple steps, you know, and that could be, you know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's not worrying about 3 p.m. It's saying to yourself, what do I need to get done between 9 and 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
And just focus on that and repeat and repeat and repeat.
Sometimes the hardest thing for me, I'm jotting notes as you say this because I can relate to a lot of this, but just the action of doing it. Okay, once you get into it, so I'm thinking about work and work piling up, and it might be a Sunday evening and you sort of got this sort of anxious feeling saying, oh, is that stuff, I've got to do this and do that. Once you get into the action and moving, that always helps. And it never seems it's never as big as it seems in your mind. It sort of seems like I sort of say to myself, you know, I've been doing this pattern for many years. I worry about work and then I get through it and, you know, it's got to be me, not them, because I'm always sort of feeling this anxiety, and in the end it's okay. Get it done and everything's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. And while you're in that process of getting things done, you're not worrying about the future. You're not angry at the person who you can't stand working with. You're not beating yourself up. You know, your inner voice isn't, your inner critic isn't going nuts because you're focused on, you know, what I've got to do in that hour, right? And then you get to the next hour and go, okay, what's next? And that's that productive positivity that you can bring to yourself. And the more that you can do that in those moments, the better you get. And what that process does over time is it lessens your stress response, you know, when that particular thing comes up again in your life. And so I think that from a self perspective, if more and more people can be practicing those simple steps, I think they would find themselves in a much better position to handle, you know, all the pressures and all the chaos and all the stuff that we're surrounded with these days. And in particular, going into the Christmas period, you know, I know myself, I've got 4 kids. It's a short term school term up here in Brisbane. And so school holidays start, the Christmas parties start, the family functions start, you know, it can be overwhelming. So yes, bringing
and money too, Steve, this time of year too, you know, the financial stress, I mean, huge. Boy, you can, you know, you're carrying that around sort of every second of the day, but you've got to find a way to somehow, you know, not hang on to it. Because if you're, and that's another thing, if you're worried all the time about it, you can't get through it because you're distracted by the worry and the anxiety. You need to somehow trick yourself into thinking, hang on, I've got plenty of money, and then you might think of an idea to get plenty of money, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing, is you know, ask yourself those two questions and come back to what can I do questions. What what's in my power, what's in my control, what can I do? The only other thing I'd say, if this is resonating with people, is try and find something to do every day that you love doing. And I don't care if you've only got 2 minutes to do it or 5 minutes. Just get into a rhythm of doing something that you love every day for whatever amount of time is available. And if that means you do it for 2 minutes today and then 3 minutes tomorrow and then 4 minutes the next day, then do it.
So that's giving yourself a little bit of a reward or a release throughout the day. What might that be? Writing in a journal? It could be just some creative exercise that you've never had time to do, or read something?
Reading a book, talking to a mate, going for a walk. I mean, exercise is the natural antidepressant that we all have available to us. The exercise's impact on us physically and mentally is outstanding. And so if you've only got 5 minutes, go for a walk around the block. Look up at the sky. Just get out there and do the things you love every day, no matter how much time you've got.
And as you say, the more you do it, the more used to it you'll get. Because I'm thinking, you know, I'll go outside, go for a walk, but of course I'll be thinking, I've got to get back because I've got stuff to do. But the more you do it, the more you program to be in the moment and say, hang on, this is what's important right now. So I guess you just got to train your body and mind to get into that sort of – and is that what you did? How'd you dig yourself? Because I guess it is a habit in a way when you're in a dark place, you know, you feel that way and then there's a cycle or it continues on. Is it a long road out of that feeling?
Oh, for me, it wasn't that long. But what I had to learn at that stage, because I was so deep in the pit, what I had to learn was what was going on in my body, and what were the signals and the triggers that I ignored along the way. And then once I understood those things, it became very easy for me to handle those things and overcome them moving forward. But the techniques that I've spoken about to you just then were absolutely front and center of how I managed what I call the micro moments, you know, the daily moments. And then the big one for me again was prioritizing some form of exercise, which has been critical for me in terms of getting myself from where I was, you know, to where I am today. And I understand that's really difficult for people, but anything at all, go for a walk, do some push-ups, you know, whatever you can do in whatever time you've got, just start doing it. And trust the process.
Resilience expert Steve Sharp joins us on Australia Overnight, talking about the burnout and the signs you're heading towards burnout. Is it just me, Steve? But sometimes I'll wake up in the morning. I'm mainly a pretty positive guy, and I make the effort to sort of keep my mind in that space if I can. But I'll have a sense of sort of anxiety or worry or something has to be done, you know, and I'm just thinking, you know, why am I feeling this? I don't even know why. It's sort of in my body. Is that a normal thing to just sometimes feel that way? I run my own business and stuff, so there's things that need to be done. If they're not done, it's sort of there's not anyone to sort of remind me to do it. So maybe my body's saying, you know, fire up, Patrick, you know, there's things you need to do. But is it just normal for you to be in that state sometimes and not know why?
Absolutely. And I think we've got to differentiate the thing between good stress and bad stress. We humans don't get anything done without a level of stress. Right. Yeah. We have to have a level of stress for us to perform. That's how we're built. So a little bit of worry in the morning going, you know, what haven't I thought of, or why am I worried about that, or those types of things is in my mind, your body just firing up and pushing you into action.
Right.
Because once you start to act or write a list or get clear on the day, then you're kind of off and racing. Where that worry becomes constant and it starts to affect your ability to sleep, or you're waking up three times a night with that consistently over time, that's where you've gone into bad stress. Right. And that's where you've really got to stop and reflect, what's going on, what's in my control, who am I hurting, it's not logical. Those steps consistently throughout the day, over time and repeated,
right,
to get you back into the you know, productive, positive frame to attack the world and the challenges you face.
And also the realization that nothing is insurmountable. I sort of say to myself, you know, some people get themselves into real tangles with money or life and stuff, and I'm, you know, that's where I think the darkness comes from. How am I going to get out of this? And I've got kids and I've got obligations and I've said this and I've done that, and there might be some shame or something around it.
So much shame, embarrassment, guilt.
Yeah.
You know, tragically, I've had a few of my friends lose mates this year because of that exact situation. One was a bit of a financial disaster, and he couldn't see through the trees.
Yeah.
And so, yes, my absolute message to people out there is nothing, and I don't care how bad they think it is or how much shame they have in their mind at the moment or guilt they have, nothing is insurmountable. Everything is solvable.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of organisations out there. But if you're feeling that way and you got some great mates, then, you know, call them, go around to their place, sit down and talk it out with them.
Yep, great message. I love that. Thanks, mate. So really great to have you on the show. Steve Sharp, resilience expert. Thank you for being on Australia Overnight.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for the opportunity.